Aid ship interception raises tensions. In a dramatic turn of events, Israel has intercepted two aid ships bound for Gaza in international waters near Greece. The flotilla organizers have condemned the move as an escalation of Israel's impunity. This action marks a significant development in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestinian groups. The interception of these vessels is a serious concern for humanitarian organizations and human rights advocates, who fear that it will hinder efforts to provide aid to those in need. The fact that the ships were seized hundreds of miles from Gaza highlights the complexity of the situation and the need for diplomatic solutions. Global Sumud Flotilla, the organization behind the flotillas, has stated that this is piracy and an unlawful seizure of human beings on the open sea. The group's concerns are echoed by many international aid bodies, who have long been critical of Israel's blockade on Gaza. The Israeli government claims that the blockade is necessary to prevent arms and other materials from reaching Hamas militants. However, Palestinians and international aid bodies say that supplies reaching the territory are still insufficient, despite a ceasefire reached in October that included guarantees of increased aid. Israel's UN envoy Danny Dannon has stated that the flotilla was stopped before reaching our area, but this explanation does not address the concerns about the interception itself. The fact remains that Israel has extended its control outward to occupy the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Europe, raising questions about its sovereignty and jurisdiction in international waters. The previous attempt by Global Sumud Flotilla to reach blockaded Gaza was halted in October last year, resulting in the arrest of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg and more than 450 participants. This incident highlights the risks faced by those involved in humanitarian efforts and the need for greater international cooperation to address these challenges. The Israeli military has a long history of intercepting aid ships, with the most recent incident occurring last October. The interception of these vessels is likely to further escalate tensions between Israel and Palestinian groups, highlighting the need for diplomatic solutions to this complex conflict. The blockade on Gaza has been in place since 2007, when Hamas took control of the territory. Since then, there have been numerous attempts by humanitarian organizations to provide aid to those in need. However, these efforts are often met with resistance from Israel, which claims that the blockade is necessary to prevent arms and other materials from reaching militants. The international community has long called for a peaceful resolution to this conflict, but the interception of aid ships raises concerns about the escalation of violence and the impact on humanitarian efforts. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how the international community will respond to these developments.